One of the things it speaks about over here is the din of Bikurim. And when we bring the Bikurim, we do Vidui Maisrois. Vidui Maisrois is a person comes, and it's interesting Vidui, because Vidui usually is you're admitting you're doing something wrong. And over here he's actually saying what he did right. He says, I did everything right, nothing wrong. I nailed it. I did it perfect. Because there's lots of different types of Maisra. There's Maisarishan, Maisasheni, Maisarani. All different Maisras. I did everything. I gave everything. What I had to give to an Ani, I gave to an Ani. What I had to give to a Levi, I gave to a Levi. What I had to eat, I ate. Bi'arti ha-koidesh min ha-bayis. It was perfect. It's an interesting vidui. And then he says, at the end, Kechol mitzvah ischa asher tzivisani, lo avarti mi mitzvah ischa velo shachochti. And I didn't forget anything. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't forget. What did I not forget? What are we saying over there? Says Rashi, I didn't forget to make a bracha. There's a bracha you make when you take off meiser. Lo shachochti mi levarechecho al afroshas meiserois. I didn't forget to make the bracha. Now if the pasuk is telling you I didn't forget to make a bracha, what would that appear to be? That the bracha is a mitzvah d'oraisa. One would think by just seeing this Rashi that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a bracha on the mitzvah of afroshes challah. And then it would appear to me that it'd be a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a bracha on the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. And it's a bracha on the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And all the brachas and all the mitzvahs, I would think of d'oraisa. That's what it would appear. However, achilas matzah is different because no, al achilas matzah. It's pashnavel. Al achilas matzah. The bracha on the choy. However, my friends, there's a gemara in brachas. The gemara in brachas is daf tesvot, and the gemara asks: when you say shema, do you need to hear what you say? So there's an opinion in the gemara there that a person is kirish shema. It's machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. He's koresh shma v'lo yishmir la'azna. Is he yoitz or not? So he said it, but he didn't say it loud enough. The Gemara wants to prove that you are yoitzeh, because how can someone who's a cheresh that's medaber ve'eno shoymeya be mafresh truma? If he's medaber ve'eno shoymeya, can he say a bracha? Can he say a bracha? Yeah. Yes. Can he hear his bracha? No. So how could he be mafresh truma if he can't make the bracha? Well, if you hold, you don't have to hear. So can he say a bracha? Yes. Can he hear a bracha? I don't care, because he doesn't have to. So it's fine. But if you hold that every time that a person says something, he has to be able to hear it, then how could a cheresh be mafresh truma? Says the Gemara Teretz. The Teretz is, hold on a second. You can't compare Shema to making a bracha on a freshest truma. They're not the same. Why not? Shema is d'oraisa. On a d'oraisa, the din is you have to be able to hear. But bracha is only midrabanan. V'loy b'bracha, talia milsa. So therefore, the bracha doesn't really make that much of a difference. Does anyone only midrabanan? The bracha is anyway only midrabanan. So what do I see from over here? The bracha that you make on truma is d'oraisa or d'rabanan? What does our gemara say? Klar, mefurish, d'rabanan. So what do we do with the pasuk? So the mefarshim say a very simple answer. What to do with the pasuk? There's something called asmachta be'alma. Asmachta be'alma is sometimes the chachamim will kind of like read into a pasuk something, but it's not going to make it a d'oraisa. It's an asmacht of alma. It's like, it's something that we lean on. Asmacht is I'm soymech on it. It's not that's really the makar. So maybe when the pasuk says, it's not a real makar that I forget to make a bracha. It's an asmacht. And in a chanami, maybe all brachas ha-mitzvahs are only midrabanan. The problem is that there's a Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi says, Yishalmi in brachas, minayin shekol ha-mitzvahs tunos bracha. What's a makar that all mitzvahs need a bracha? says the Yerushalmi, I learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says that it puts Torah right next to mitzvah. Yerushalmi seems to be making a drasha. Says the Yerushalmi, makish Torah lemitzvah, ma Torah tuna bracha. Just like Torah needs a bracha, af mitzvah tuna is bracha. The bracha on Torah is d'oraisa. The bracha on mitzvah sounds like from the Yerushalmi is d'oraisa. So we have Yerushalmi seems to say there's a makor that you need brachas d'oraisa for the stragglers. Because you need to know the beginning if you're going to get the end. We, and our sugya, the pasuk says that the person brings, he does his vidui maaser and he says, I did nothing wrong and I didn't forget. What did I not forget to make a bracha? What do you mean? It's bracha d'oraisa? Sounds like bracha d'oraisa. But the Gemara says bracha d'rabbanan. So that must be an asmachta balma. But wait, we've got a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say that bracha is d'oraisa from a different pasuk. A different pasuk. Our pasuk we're bringing is because the pasuk says, is a special pasuk with Yidur Maestras. Yerushalmi brings a different pasuk. It says in the pasuk, HaTorah VaMitzvah, Torah and Mitzvah are the same, just like Torah you make a bracha, also Mitzvah you make a what? Bracha. So it would appear, says Rav Moshe Weiss, we have a Machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi. Machloikas Bavli Yerushalmi. Who are we going to paskin like? Probably. The Bavli. Usually we paskin like the Bavli. Okay, but listen to this. This is Moira Dick in the Welt. Says Rav Moshe Weiss, I remember something my Rebbe told me, the Sanz Klosenberger Rebbe. The following thing. There's a Tosis in the beginning of Chulin. And Tosis there discusses that he has, someone wrote the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael writes, women can't shecht. And he says, I don't know what he's talking about, women can't shecht. Our Gemara says women can shecht. Not only can they shecht regular animals, they can even shecht the Beis HaMikdash animals. So I don't know who wrote this Halachas Eretz Yisrael, but he's making stuff up. This is what Tosfos says over there. He's made the Rush says. He's making stuff up. Chumras, he's making up Chumras. That's not the only Chumra he made up. He makes up another Chumra. His Chumra is if you shecht and you don't make a bracha, Shechita is puzzle. The Shechita is puzzle. What a chumrah, says the Rush. We don't hold that way. We don't find anywhere that says, Mishum Hachi Avishit Tupsul, can I didn't make a bracha, my shechita is puzzle? Why do you think that I didn't make a bracha, my shechita is puzzle? What's going on? Says the Tzanz Klosenberger Rebbe, I'll explain it to you. Our Gemara says, Gemara and Brachas, we saw, that if a person takes truma, and he's a cheresh that's medaber ve'ena shemeya. Why is his truma good? What does our Gemara say? Because the bracha is only midrabanan. But what would be if the bracha would be d'oraisa? What would be then? Truma wouldn't be good. The truma wouldn't be good. Our Gemara says, how can a cheresh take off truma? Cheresh medaber v'ena shamea. How can he take off truma? I can't hear his own bracha. We said, it's only derabbanon. Smash, because it's derabbanon, that's why it's okay. If it would be derabbanon, so his truma wouldn't be good. Says the Tzanz Klosenberger Rebbe, you know what this person holds? He must hold like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that brachas are derabbanon. The Bavli holds brachas are derabbanon. So if brachas are derabbanon, why should a bracha medaberabbanon be makav my shechita? Doesn't make any sense. But whoever wrote these halachas must hold like Yerushalmi. And it makes sense he holds like Yerushalmi, because who wrote these halachas? They're called Hill halachas of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalmi is written where? Eretz Yisrael. Stachstimt. He's not just an Eretz Yisrael, Dicker. Weistachais is Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi that holds that the brachas are midyaraisa holds that brachas are ma'akev on your mitzvahs. According to the Yerushalmi. That's big stuff.
How far does it go? It goes even
better. We're going to talk about it. It seems like I would assume it's going to go everywhere.
You heard the Shefer.
But you didn't make a bracha. And the bracha's ma'akev.
It's not like the other two.
The bracha's ma'akev. We're going to see. The bracha's, it seems like the bracha's ma'akev. According to Yerushalmi, a major chiddush in Yerushalmi, brachas are ma'akev. Because the brachas are d'oraisa. Brachas d'oraisa. You didn't take the bracha. You didn't do the mitzvah. And as we stay talk over there in Tosfos HaRosh. Okay, my friends. Someone that's deaf. It's Derabonan. And Achanami, Derabonan. And it's Derabonan. That's why. Shema Esra, you don't have to hear yourself. Shema Esra, you don't have to hear yourself. It's only Shema. No. Shema Esra, Dafka, Pikabola, you're supposed to Dafka not even not hear yourself. Pikabola. A Koponim. Shaila's like this. We have a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. I want to start breaking this down. Yesh Lachkor. How do you understand a Brachas HaMitzvahs? Is Brachas HaMitzvahs a chelek of the mitzvah? Since the mitzvah, the components of the mitzvah are the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Bracha on the mitzvah? Or is Brachas HaMitzvah a bazunderazach, an anderazach? You have the mitzvah is one thing and the bracha is something else. Or is it all the same? Lichura. This can be perhaps the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that the brachas is d'oraisa and brachas are ma'akev in your mitzvah. How could brachas be ma'akev your mitzvah? It must be the brachas are a part of your mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. So if I don't have the bracha, I don't have the mitzvah. That's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli that holds that brachas are derabonon. So the mitzvah is the mitzvah. There's an anderazach, which is the bracha. If you don't make the bracha, was hotas with the mitzvah, it's not going to affect your mitzvah. You become the mitzvah. What are going to be nafkaminas? I'll tell you a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina is going to be the following thing. Perhaps. What would be can you make a bracha before the Zman HaMitzvah? A mitzvah is a Zman. And I can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah before the Zman. Can I make a bracha before the Zman HaMitzvah? What?
Why not?
Why not? Like this. So first of all, you got one major problem, which is if your mitzvah is later, you're making your bracha earlier, so you might have a problem of hefsek. We can avoid that problem. Let's say it's like, this guy's like really good with time. He's like he's like, okay, it's about to be alosh. It's 3 seconds before alosh. Make the bracha, and then I'll do the mitzvah right afterwards. So there's no break. So the bracha was right before Alois. He's very yekish. And the mitzvah is right after Alois. Would that work? Why not? Why not? I'll tell you why not. If you hold that the bracha is a chelik of the mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. So if it's not the zman of the mitzvah, then it's not going to be the zman of the bracha. You make the bracha before the zman, it's a bracha levatole. But if you hold that the bracha is the bracha, the mitzvah is an anderazach. So then there's no zman for the bracha, there's a zman for the mitzvah. When you're mekayim the mitzvah, before you mekayim the mitzvah, you make a bracha. So if I'm getting mekayim the mitzvah at the first second of the zman, I can make the bracha before the first second of the zman. It's a different thing. That's the chorech hakira. It seems to be machloikas. Seems to be, it's not mefurish. You can help me be madchadis. Machloikas is as follows. The true masadeshen says, can't make a bracha before the Zman. You know why? Because you can't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidishonu Mitzvos Vitzivanu. It's not Vitzivanu. You can't make a bracha before the Zman. A bracha before the Zman is a bracha levatol. That's the true Masadeshen. And he brings Rabbi Shavais in his Goynis, Shut Haranach. We don't know who that is. Do we know who that is? We don't know who that is. It says as follows. Listen to this. You have a mitzvah pidyon haben. When does the mitzvah pidyon haben, when does it like come into effect? How many days after the baby's born? 30. So if you're a few seconds before day 30, can you make a bracha al pidyon haben? A few seconds before. Why not? It's not this month. But that's not what the Ranach says. He says you can't, because why do we have to wait 30 days? Because we're afraid. the baby's going to die. Maybe the baby's going to die. Still, maybe the baby's going to, in the last second, maybe the baby will die that second. So therefore, he can't make the bracha.
So you should never be able to make the bracha. Maybe he's going to die tomorrow.
No. Once it's 30 days, you have a chazaka, the baby's going to live. But in front before that, you can't make the bracha. But it's mashma that without the chshash of the baby dying, can I make the bracha early? Yeah. Yes.
You don't know.
What?
You don't know.
I won't practically. Practically, I won't be able to. No, the thing is like this: a baby does not have a chazaka that it's going to stay alive. The baby doesn't have a chazaka. That's, we have to wait till we're 30 days. When a baby lives for 30 days, it's a cheskes chai. Before that, it doesn't have a chazaka. So now, can you make a bracha before 30 days? Says the Ranach, no, but why not? He doesn't say because it's before this man. He says because maybe the baby's going to die. Without that svara, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, I could make the bracha. I see I can make a bracha. Koinem zman. I see I can make a bracha. Koinem zman. So I have a machlokes. Can you make a bracha koinem zman or not? I'm not so sure about his raya. I'm not so sure about it. That's what he says. He wants to make a machlokes. I'm not so sure about his raya. Why not? Why not? When does Pidyon HaBen start? What do you say? When does Pidyon HaBen? When is the Chiyah Pidyon? When's the real beginning of the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen? As soon as the baby's born. What do you mean? I thought we have to wait till 30 days. What? Just scared he's going to die. So when I say that before 30 days is Kainim Zman, that's not Kainim Zman. I can't do the Mitzvah yet because I'm afraid the baby's going to die. But Be'etzem, the Chiyuv is already there. So that wouldn't be a Raya. Maybe that's not a raya. But we have another machlekes. Try this one. He brings in the Sidur HaKamarna, the Kamarna Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac, saw his Rebbe, who was the Zidichoyv Rebbe, the Rebbe Mizidichoyv, who was being mechabed his parents, his mother, with a cup of water. He brought his mother a cup of water and made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu mitzvos v'tzivanu al mitzvas kibud av va'em. A bracha with Shem HaMalchus, the Shem Hashem. If any of you made that bracha, I would slap you. What's going on over here? There's no such bracha. Where do you get this bracha from? We don't make brachas. Pliya nisgava. It's a lofty pliya. Well, what is this? We don't make bracha. Do you make a bracha when you give tztaka? The guy comes around tztaka, you make a bracha? Any of you ever made a bracha on tztaka? On shalach manas? On lending someone money? We don't make brachas ben on the lechaver. The Rajma speaks about it. But what's going on? What's happening? Is it the Choyver Rebbe? What's he doing? But we found a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi. What's taking Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, Rav Chagai and Rav Yirmiyah were going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah to check your weights. What's the Mitzvah to check your weights? It's another form of saying, do not... What? Do not steal. Check your weights. Do not steal. Be honest in business. Otherwise known as a mitzvah ben adam. They went to do the mitzvah. Kofatz Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai jumped. Ubirech. He made a brocha. Asher kidushonu mitzvahis v'yitzivonu. Livdoi kamidois v'amoznayim u'lesakim asharam. Where's that brocha from? Says over there, the Charedim and the Pirish, V'chein matzasi l'Rebbe Eliyahu. Mevarach kushanoisin tztaka. He made a bracha when he gave tztaka. Omal velani. V'chein b'chol mitzvahs. Woo! It's Yerushalmi. So my friends, I think the machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi. If you hold that the bracha is a chelek of the mitzvah, so the Lashon Yerushalmi is kol mitzvahs, v'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. Yeah, where's the lashon? Hold on a second. Minayin shekol hamitzvah tulas bracha. A bracha has a mitzvah and it has also the bracha. If you say that it's just a bazunder azach, there's an added thing. So maybe some mitzvahs we added it for, some mitzvahs we didn't add it for. The Yerushalmi says every mitzvah you have to make a bracha, including kibud av v'aim, including alvoeh. Rabbi said, I think it makes sense. Because according to the Yerushalmi, what's the makar that we have mitzvah? We have brachas. Torah u mitzvah. Okay, so all mitzvahs, Torah u mitzvah. According to the Bavli, we made a smach from Vidur Meiser. Maybe only mitzvahs, but not a malacha. Okay, but now we're going to get into a major problem. This is my major problem. I'm going to say that the Yerushalmi is like this. Okay. According to Yerushalmi, do you make brachas on all mitzvahs?
Yes.
All mitzvahs? Every mitzvah?
Yes.
According to Yerushalmi, if you don't make a bracha, are you yoytze the mitzvah? No. So you're basically saying, according to Yerushalmi, we were never yoytze any mitzvahs in our life. I mean, all the mitzvahs we didn't make brachas on, we weren't yoytze. Can't be yoytze without the. Is that really true? Yerushalmi, you never yoytze without making a bracha, according to Yerushalmi? It's a pele. Is that true? Not only that, but we have Akasha. Ask Rav Asher Weiss, Akasha. And he doesn't really say a teretz. I'd like to suggest a teretz. He says, there's a Mishnah. What happens if a person is walking behind a shul? Yerushalmis have the same Mishnahs. And it hears a shofar. Or he's tekeya l'shir. He's blowing the shofar just for musical purposes. Kiven leva yotzel, kiven leva yotzel. What do you mean? He didn't make the bracha. He didn't make the bracha over there. What happens in the case, Shami has other cases of Kriya Shema. Person is reading Shema, and he's reading from the Torah, and it comes time Kriya Shema. He didn't make a bracha. Achilas Matzah, what happens if someone shoves the matzah down your throat? He didn't make the bracha. And still the Yerushalmi in all these three cases talks about being Yaitz in the mitzvah. I didn't make a bracha. What's Pshan Yerushalmi? That's what the Yerushalmi says, you need to make a bracha or be Yaitz in the mitzvah. Okay, you could dray with one and dray with another, but in the end, we're going to be left with kashas. The Christmas maybe like that, or maybe do this like that, or maybe this. I want to say a teretz. Tzimzach azeh. This is the teretz, my friends. We're going to start with truma. And I'm going to suggest, what the Yerushalmi means when he says ain truma soy truma, is that your hafrosha didn't work. Your hafrosha didn't work. In other words, the mitzvah of truma is not like lulav. You shake the lulav and that's it. The mitzvah of truma is to create a new chalois. I have to change. What I have in front of me is right now called, if I didn't take truma off, what's it called? Anyone know?
Tevel.
I take off truma, now this is called chulin, this is called truma, and that's my mitzvah. My mitzvah is to create a change in status, to make a chalois, to shaf a chalois, that's my mitzvah. Says the Yerushalmi, if you don't make a brocha, the chalois is not chal. The chalois is not chal. But it could be any mitzvah that's not totally in a chalois, the mitzvah is about a mitzvah. Is it a perfect mitzvah without a bracha? Is it a complete, total, beautiful, mahadrin mitzvah without a bracha? No. Because midyaraisa, you need to make a bracha. A bar mitzvah it is. A bar any mitzvah that needs to shaf a chalois, there the Yerushalmi says, the chalois is not chal. Now here's the trick.
Shchita.
What?
The animal has simanim
of being kosher. What happens if it gets shot in the head, the animal? Is it kosher? Is it kosher? Is it kosher if it gets shot in the head? No. What happens if an isha shechs the animal? According to the Yerushalmi?
No.
Why not? She shechted it. Why is it not kosher?
Yerushalmi says not kosher.
Yeah, no, the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says no good. I think the two of them go together. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says, an Isha can't shecht. What am I telling you? That's not stam a maisav going like this. In order to shecht, it has to be shechted properly. If that's true, if you don't make the bracha, your shechita is not a shechita. The animal's dead, the head's been severed, but it has to be shchal chalois shem shechita on the animal that you don't have. So Ken Zayin, this is Pshat in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying a big chiddush, and we don't paskin this way. And the Zidat Choyva Rebbe, I guess Alpi Kabbalah, is doing stuff which we don't paskin. And don't you dare make such a bracha. But he made a bracha on even mitzvahs that were beyond the chaver. All mitzvahs need brachas. And if you don't make a bracha, you're not yoitz according to Yerushalmi. Some of the mitzvahs, because you didn't do the mitzvah completely. So therefore, any mitzvah that's just a ma'isa mitzvah, you didn't do it completely, but I did it. I'm yotze the mitzvah. But if it wants to shafa chalois, in order for the chalois to be chal, you have to do the entire ma'isa. I didn't do the entire ma'isa. The chalois is not chal. So therefore, truma is not going to be truma. And shechita is not going to be shechita. Thank you for listening, everybody.